Welcome to this Red Meat and Wool Growth Program podcast brought to you by PIRZA.
Data management is not a skill set that usually comes first to mind when talking about farming. Perhaps, though, that's changing. Scott and Fleur Harlock are from a dairying background, where individual animal management is an important part of getting the best out of a dairy. To do that successfully requires data management skills. It's something they've applied to their 1,400 hectare sheep and cattle property at Bull Lagoon in the southeast of South Australia. The property has been selected as a focus farm for the Red Meat and Wool Growth Program to demonstrate the adoption and use of livestock technologies on farm. G'day, I'm Drew Radford, and in this season of Tech Talks, we're looking at the red meat and wool focus farms. And Scott joins me now in the PIRZA studio. Scott, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Drew.
Scott, I understand you've got a background in dairy.
That was a family farm we had down at Warrnambool. Over the period of years there, we built the herd up to about 1,250 cows we milked across three different farms. And I think that's where our like for technology, which we've implemented now across our beef and sheep operation, has come from down running all the dairy cows. It was just par for the course with all the milk recording and to be able to individually ID all the cows.
Yeah, I'd imagine that's exactly the case. So you've really taken some of that individual animal management and brought it across to a sheep and beef cattle operation.
Yes, that's right. And especially more for the beef, and we've only just started to do it now for the sheep.
Why have you actually done that?
For our type of business, it was more to be compliant with the EU so we can participate in that program. Found it a lot easier if all the stock came into the yards, and you might as well, because you've got the electronic tag in their ear for the cattle. You might as well record them. And if we just maintain that, we found now with the herd of 280-odd cows we carve down here in the beef herd. So each time they come through the yards, we just make sure that they're maintained, the tags are all in their ears. They've all got a management tag, and it just stemmed from there, and it just flows so easily and simply across all our electronic platforms. But it was more that we can manage the information that we can get off them, and without the information, you know, you still can't make a good management choice, Drew.
We'll drill down into the information in a second, but you said, okay, we're using the tags as the starting block for that information gathering, but there's a whole range of technology you've employed to utilise those tags. What's some of that involve?
So we've always upgraded our scale system. So I remember we started with an older Rudway set when they first came out, then we progressed up to now I run a TrueTest or a Demars XR5000 and their wand, use their Bluetooth technology and load platforms, and then all that will speak into either my financial software as well, and it also pushes across to another management program which I use, which is called Cool Collect.
Primary producers these days have got to have such a broad range of skill sets, and half of what you've described there, a few people would be thinking, it's truth, I need to be an IT manager as well now these days. But has it been an easy process to implement with assistance?
I don't know. I tend to sort of gravitate towards the tech, and I find it quite simple, but I can understand there'll be a few other people who find it quite hard. I found employing younger staff too always makes it pretty simple because they can seem to sort the problems for me. Or as with the TrueTest gear, I find that even just to talk to the rep, and they've been fantastic. I can't really fault the backup service I've got for that. And if you've got a problem, most times there are only just a phone call away.
It sounds like a lot of technology. Is it expensive to implement?
I think what I would have spent on it would be around about $15,000 to $17,000 in the last 3 or 4 years. But I think the returns that I get back from that outweighs my cost. You always will get some value back on if you buy good equipment. So you'll always get some resale. You won't get your full cost back naturally. But even just to monitor the weights of our up and coming breeding heifers, which will run through an AI program, if you don't get two or three of those in calf because you got the weights wrong or they're starting to slip, you know, $15,000 to $17,000 is quite cheap.
$17,000 then doesn't actually sound an insurmountable hurdle, considering some of your other infrastructure costs, I imagine. Technology out in the field, though, how do you go with the robustness of it? You know, a laptop in the field is not the natural domain of a laptop, let's be honest.
Well, off the good old eBay again, I found a Toshiba Toughbook, which is designed to be wet on covered in dust, and I can see it sitting here on my desk now. It's all looking pretty beaten up, but I bought that secondhand for $800, and that's what we use in the yards. Doesn't really matter if it gets dropped or stood on or wet. It seems to survive, and if you're really worried about it, at the end of the day, you can plug your phone into it and upload all the day's data straight away into the cloud, which is just great for us.
You mentioned the cloud there, Scott. I imagine internet connectivity is pretty important to make all of this talk. So you're in a 4G footprint. Is that really important to make that work?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think it's that important, but it does help. We've just started to switch across to using apps on our phone now so the staff can record the livestock movements around the farm, which is great. But if you don't have phone access, I'm sure it makes it harder, but there's new products and devices around that you can buy to either boost your phone signal or just increase your Wi-Fi signal around the farm.
It's not just the beef cattle side, though, that you've been applying this to. I understand you're also applying it to your sheep operation.
That's right. So for the last few years, we've been inserting the electronic tags into all the sheep at birth. And it's really only just of late that we've started to record their weights and to see their weight gains, and not just on a mob basis, so on an individual basis as well. Next year, pregnancy scanning that we're going to do, I'll start to record the data against that tag as well, so I can see if she's a single or a twin and maintain some history with that ewe. So you can see if she's come through pregnant, and then there at lamb weaning time, if she's still red, a lamb, so you can wet and dry that ewe and record that data just to see if she does take the pregnancy right through, or each year is she only single, 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 or multiple, multiple, single. With that sort of information, you can start to make informed management choices on if things get tough or dry, which mobs of sheep go, which mobs of sheep or which individual sheep are actually gaining weight, whether they're going up or whether they're actually to take a lamb right through. I think the hat is important for us now, and to be able to just to record all that data, Drew.
From what you're describing there, Scott, I assume that this isn't an instant one-year result. You're looking at long-term trends for some of the data that you're gathering to make it actually useful to make your operation far more focused and streamlined and successful.
Yes, that's right. And really, my only regret is I probably shouldn't have been doing the sheep information a lot sooner rather than later. But that just comes through with the ability to afford the new infrastructure or the new equipment, and to have staff trained enough to do it and to have time to do it as well. It is rather time consuming. But once you start to get them into the system and you get a workflow worked out, it really wouldn't add that much extra work throughout the year.
Bringing staff on board, you raise an interesting point there. I imagine, yes, there's a training component, but is there an excitement factor for them as well once it's all up and running?
The guys and girls that I have got, they're really keen, they're young, and they're always interested in the hill sheets and the weights we get back, how the livestock are doing, improvements in their weight gain, you know, can they do better? Are we feeding the right stuff? Are we moving them to the right feeds? And it's really nice from an owner's point of view that they're also excited like I am, you know, when the stock do well and when the feed's going well, and they've got a vested interest in seeing things perform well on farm.
It must be such a quantum shift from going from, well, there's a bit of a gut feel here, we've been feeding them this, we think they look good, to actually having irrefutable data saying, well, this has been the result.
Yes. I put the staff through the Lifetime U course, which is just fantastic for me, because you can actually sit down and calculate the amount of feed required for your sheep. It's just not on the 14th of February each year, we'll start to feed them 100 grams every second day. You can bring the sheep in, you can weigh them, you can draft them into mobs like we have now. So we've got a mob of fat and lights, and the light ewes, they get fed more. They're on the better pasture, and the guys can see, you know, if we, when we bring them back around, see their weight gains now, because every individual animal's tagged, and we can actually see it on a per sheep basis. And they seem to enjoy that they've made the right decision, because I'll always try to involve them in as much as we can. And at the end of the day, it will make my workload a bit simpler if I don't have to have as much input. They just know what to do.
Scott, what about down the track? Are there any technologies on the horizon that you're keen to implement into your operation?
For me, on a sheep basis, I'd like to actually parent up all the calves and the lambs and match them back to a ewe and a sire. Our thoughts at the moment for the cattle is to DNA test all the calves each year, and I do the same to the bulls. We can actually match them back to a sire. So over a period of time, over 4 or 5 years, you'll start to build up a pretty good database, and then you'll have a DNA resultful for the dams as well. So you can actually match the calf back to the dam and the sire. And then I'd like to link all our kill data back and our weight data and just see if we are going in the right direction with sire selection and what we're starting to look for in the EBVs when we do buy bulls.
Scott Harlock, it's amazing technology you're using. It sounds like you are not only just a livestock manager now, you are a data manager. It certainly sounds like you're on the path to improving the productivity of your farm. To find out more about the systems being used on your property, listeners can go to the red meat and wool section of the PIRZA website, where you can find out more about the Focus Farms. But for now, Scott Harlock, thank you very much for joining me in the PIRZA podcast studio.
Thank you, Drew. It's been a pleasure.
The Red Meat and Wool Growth Program is an initiative of Primary Industries and Regions SA and supported by Meat and Livestock Australia, SA Sheep and Cattle Industry Funds, and Sheep Connect SA.